Each member of Congress can invite one guest to sit in the House gallery during the president's address. Congressman Mark Vesey, a Fort Worth Democrat, chose Julieta Garibay. She's an undocumented immigrant whose parents crossed the U.S.-Mexico border and entered Texas 2 decades ago. Julieta was just 12 at the time and has lived here ever since, graduating from the Dallas County Community College System and the University of Texas in Austin. Vesey says he invited Garibay because she represents the importance of passing comprehensive immigration reform.
She has a master's in nursing, and we have a shortage of nurses. You know, there are too many examples of people who come here to do the right thing, get educated, want to contribute to our economy and to society, but yet they still find themselves locked out.
This is the place that I call home, and so a pathway to citizenship is what we want. We want it to be timely, as in like maybe take 7 years at most for you to be eligible to apply for citizenship.
Garibay now lives in Washington, D.C., where she works with United We Dream, an organization that helps undocumented young people. At the age of 32, Garibay is too old to qualify for President Obama's program that allows some undocumented children brought here by parents to remain in the country. That means she could be deported. She says she knows that tonight she'll be sitting among some staunch amnesty opponents who may believe she should be deported, but Garibay says being visible is important.
It's really historic to be there. Even if I would be at risk of deportation, I would still do it because unless we take that step, nobody else is going to do it for us. Nobody else is going to step up and say, yes, I am undocumented, and I am going to fight back, and I am going to fight for my family.
At least two other undocumented immigrants will also be in tonight's audience. One will be the guest of Representative Luis Gutierrez, an Illinois Democrat. The other has been invited by First Lady Michelle Obama. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.